Doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, cause you were born this way, baby.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Twin Cities Pride Amplified on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. I'm your host, Andy Otto, and executive director of Twin Cities Pride. I want to welcome you all to the show. Our goal is always to keep you in the know by hitting important topics, upcoming events, and let you know how you can get involved. This is normally where I say hello to my amazing assistant, Rena, but she's on an adventure and a vacation right at the moment, so we get to master the show without her. So hopefully I don't screw it up too bad, but Rena keeps me on the up and up. But lately we've been talking a lot about mental health and overall well-being, and I think our topic today definitely plays into both of those things. Today we're here with Suzanne and Eric, both from Stonewall Sports. Suzanne, you are the national tournament director for Stonewall Sports, and Eric, you are the sports director at Stonewall Sports, correct? Yep. Cool. Well, thank you both for being here.
We're excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you. So I think that as I kind of look at the community and all that, I don't think Stonewall Sports is as known as they should be.
Sure.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I always tell people around here, so I live in Minneapolis, and I always tell folks, oh, I got to go to my kickball game or my dodgeball game. And they're like, where do you do that? And when I tell them about it, it's often the first time they've heard of it. Even though I feel like we have a really large community when I go to the fields or when I go to our parties, I realize it's just a really small percentage of our community and our allies who know about us. So
for sure,
we do have room for growth, but we're it's always exciting when I tell people about it.
There's always room for growth.
Of course.
Yes. Eric, why don't you give us a little bit of background about Stonewall Sports
and
what
sure.
it is?
So Stonewall Sports is a national nonprofit organization that is really grounded in providing space for people in the LGBT community and allies of the community to come together, really to bond over rec sports. And I think, you know, that was our mission when we started, and we've continued to grow in the types of programs that we offer and the types of sports that we offer, focusing on education and DEI initiatives within sports and all of where our chapters are. So we're up to 28 chapters across the country.
That's amazing. So how did you both get involved?
Like, I'll start. Is that okay?
Totally.
So I am what I am lovingly called in my team as an elder queer. And
you are not.
Yeah, no, I truly. And it's fine. So I played a lot of sports growing up, and I played in women's softball and football leagues in Chicago for a long time. I used to live there. And when my wife and I moved to Minnesota in 2015, we played in a couple of co-ed softball leagues and co-ed other leagues. And we could talk about why we didn't want to stay in those leagues another time.
Well, yeah, there's a whole lot of reasons for it, but all right.
Yep. And then in 2016, a friend of mine who's straight said, hey, my sister-in-law is going to play in some queer kickball league. Do you want to come join us? And I said, yeah, of course. Let's do it. So it was the first season of Stonewall Sports Minnesota. We started here in Minneapolis in 2016. And I was on the pink team. I don't even know if we had a name.
And the pink team.
And we played kickball. And it was, for me, just feeling as a woman, as a short, thick, strong woman, feeling like I was seen for just my ability on the field without having to change a ball because a girl's up or without having to I played softball in a league where they never let me pitch because they didn't want to waste a boy at catcher and just that kind of phrase. So like being in a league for kickball where we were all just playing and everyone could play where they were best and nobody was assigned by their gender to a role was great. Started making friends, and I've played every season in Stonewall Sports since 2016.
And people wonder why we have to have sports like this.
Yeah.
Anyway. Right. How about you, Eric?
Well, I'm based in Philadelphia, and so I moved to Philly in the summer of 2016 and had some a colleague that I was working with that was like, hey, you should join this kickball league. And I was like, cool. You know, I like to be active. I also grew up through sports and was in a new city. So I was really just trying to find my place in my community outside of work. And so I joined our fall kickball league. Our team did have a name. It was called Pitches Be Crazy. And the bulk of that team is still playing together now.
Awesome.
And so Philly's chapter started in 2014. Mm-hmm. But I've been playing kickball and dodgeball and volleyball since.
That's awesome. So because I think there's some intimidation, right, of getting involved in things like this, and people are nervous and don't really know, what have you all gotten out of participating in an organization like this?
I'll start. So yeah. I made community as well. So I grew up here in mm-hmm. the Twin Cities, but had been away for 18 years when we moved back. Mm-hmm. And my community of growing up, I wasn't out as a kid. It wasn't safe as a kid. And so mm-hmm. I have a lot of great friends who support me, but they weren't in the community in the mm-hmm. same ways. And so my wife and I really wanted to make friends with other queer couples and be in community in a different way here than I had been growing up. Also, just seeing people every week, whether it's at a sport or at church or somewhere in your community, you get to know them and their patterns, and you see who shows up, and you see who the advocates are, you see who the helpers are, and you meet resources, and you, like, I know someone as the third base person for, you know, this team, mm-hmm. and then I realize, oh, they're on the news, or like, oh, that's my dentist. Like, my dentist plays in the league, right?
That's awesome.
And so you start to recognize resources for us in community around the Twin Cities, but also we start to show up for each other, right? A team is really fun to play on the field, but the best teams are the ones who also help you move or throw mm-hmm. you a baby shower or bring you soup when you're sick or, you know, see that you need help in some way and show up for you.
Yeah, 100%. How about for you?
Yeah, I mean, I have, I think, a very similar experience. The community is really what I've gained from it. And, mm-hmm. you know, some of my best friends that I met then are still the people I see weekly. Mm-hmm. And so it just makes a big city feel small, yeah. especially for somebody that is like I was moving to a city with nobody. I moved there for a job and I knew nobody. And so it really just starts to make life feel like you have a support system and people that share similar values and that you can engage in kind of meaningful conversations and work with and feel like you're doing good along the way. You know, you're having fun, but you're making a positive impact in your community as well.
Yeah, for sure. What kind of sports do you all have?
So here in the Twin Cities, we have 6 sports available right now. We started with kickball. Almost every chapter of Stonewall around the country starts with kickball. It's a really easy in. Mm-hmm. Almost everyone. Our second sport was dodgeball, which is has become a great love of mine, which who would expect?
So instead of kicking the ball, you throw it at each other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Got it.
And there's so many health benefits to throwing a ball at someone and not getting in trouble for it.
100%.
And so we have kickball and dodgeball. Those are what we call our large Sunday sports. So that's where big teams come together and we often go out together. But then we also have, for people who might not feel more as athletic or are a little more risk averse, we have bocce ball. We have cornhole. Those I've never broken a sweat playing unless the weather was hot. And then we also have tennis and pickleball. And so those are smaller sports. Bocce, your team is 4 to 8 people. Cornhole, it's 3 to 5 people, really. And tennis and pickleball can be, you know, as few as 1 or 2 people.
Sure.
But it's a way to still be in community and get the movement and recreation you want and make friends. And so here in the Twin Cities, we offer those 6 sports right now. How about awesome. You guys?
Yeah, Philly offers kickball and dodgeball as well. Mm-hmm. We do an indoor volleyball league, and nice. I'm pretty sure, I should know this for sure, but pretty sure Philly was the first chapter to offer a sand volleyball league within Stonewall. So we do nice. Sand and indoor, and then we offer billiards, bowling, and a trivia league.
A trivia league?
Yeah, Stonewall trivia.
Ooh, mm-hmm. that could be fun.
Yep.
So we have a lot more to talk about with Suzanne and Eric of Stonewall Sports, like this year's tournament coming up, being held right here in Minnesota. But first, we got to take a quick break. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Twin Cities Pride Amplified on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Alone at parties in a deadly silhouette. She loves the cocaine, but cocaine don't love her back. When she's upset, she talks to Maury.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Twin Cities Pride Amplified on AM 950. I'm your host, Andy Otto, and Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride. We're joined today by Suzanne and Eric of Stonewall Sports, an organization dedicated to developing a well-connected and diverse community through organized competition. I mean, why not, right? Social events, so much more. It sounds like you guys have a lot going on, which is really fun and exciting. Thank you again, both, for being here. Before we jump into your annual tournament, let's talk about the Minnesota chapter of Stonewall Sports. How did it get started here in Minnesesota? Like, how does it just start? Someone's like, hey, I want to play?
Absolutely. So our original, the person who started Stonewall Sports is a great guy named Josh Crossan. And he played with Stonewall in another state, and I'm blanking on where it was. But I think it was out east, and he loved it. And he and his partner moved to Minneapolis, and he didn't find, you know, we know there's some queer leagues for bowling and for softball. They exist. But he didn't find one like Stonewall that was purely recreational.
No competition.
I mean, we feel competitive in our brains, but it really is a rec sports league. And he just saw that void. And there is a way. So if someone's listening, you can expand. There's people can apply to start a chapter in their city. There's a whole packet and things you have to do. But you apply to the national board and you lay out your plan for a chapter. Most start with kickball.
Sure.
And that's what he did. He set up two seasons of kickball in 2016, got a very small board together, and then started the chapter. And by 2018, I believe, we added dodgeball. Nice. And the board expanded a little bit more. And then our next sport was tennis. And then bocce. When bocce was started, I came in. Mm-hmm. I was already playing. But the bocce director had been their chapter rep to the national board. And you can't be both a director of a sport and in another role on the board.
Sure.
And so they asked me to be the chapter rep from the Twin Cities to the national board. That was in 2019. I came on then in leadership and was the chapter rep for Minneapolis until last year when I assumed the national tournament director role.
Until you decided to torture yourself by planning a large tournament?
That is exactly correct, yes.
I mean, I can say that as a festival director.
Yes.
You decided to torture yourself? Yeah.
Knowing that the next tournament was here, I was on the bid team, and it meant a lot to me. So I got to see it through every part of the process. And there was an opening to run it.
Yeah.
The last person had stepped down, and I felt like to get my feet wet, at least in my own city, where if I fall on my face, I have a lot of people around to pick me up.
Well, always
pick
you
up. It was a way to start. It was a way to start.
I love that. So how does someone – well, first, is it just the Twin Cities or do you go –
That's a great question. So we were the first chapter west of the Mississippi, but now there's a chapter in Fargo.
Nice.
That opened a couple years ago. I got to be at the opening for that. There's Kansas City. There's Salt Lake. There's San Francisco. There's Austin. Those are all newer chapters. Austin, Texas. Not Austin, Minnesota.
Not Austin, Minnesota. Got it.
But we have played competitions against Fargo. So we had the Battle of 94. And we met just north of St. Cloud and played a day of kickball.
Nice.
Where we just made a mix-up team of Twin Cities folks and they made a mix-up team of Fargo folks. We played several games in really bad weather, kind of similar. And then we went out to lunch together and just got to know each other. And it's been great. Other states and chapters do rivalry or like friendlies between cities if they're a few hours apart.
Sure.
But yeah, in Minnesota, we are the only Stonewall Sports chapter.
So if I live in Duluth, I either need to make one or come down?
Yeah, and both would be great. Come down for a season or two, get to know it. And then let's make one in Duluth.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, you could have some fun up in Duluth.
Absolutely.
With their lovely weather half the time.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this tournament. What is it? Explain it to me. Like, I know nothing. Oh, wait, I don't know anything. So go ahead. Explain it to me.
So this is it's our annual tournament. Everybody's invited. And it is the gathering of hopefully all of our chapters. We try to maximize the amount of sports that are offered in all of our local chapters. So you already heard between us and Philly, we don't always offer the same thing.
Sure.
So in our national tournament, We'll offer 9 sports this year, which is an increase from last year, so we're always trying to grow. But kickball, dodgeball, bowling, bocce, billiards, tennis, sand volleyball, indoor volleyball, and then pickleball, yes, which is our newest sport that we're adding this year.
Which I have to add, the Twin Cities was the first Stonewall chapter that had pickleball.
Nice. Yeah, that's because we've got 1,000 courts in the state.
Truly.
Yeah.
It's wild. Mm-hmm. And now we will offer some social stuff on Friday as an opportunity for people to start to play some sports and really to get to know other people. So the Saturday and Sunday is the more structured of the sports tournaments. Friday we do a kickball remix, which is just a one day. You sign up as an individual. We throw you on a team. You get to meet people from all the other chapters. You play a couple games together, and then off to registration you go. We are also offering our dodgeball showcase that day, and so that is an opportunity for women, non-binary, and transgender folks to play dodgeball just one day for themselves. And then our dodgeball classic, which is open to everybody, will be on Saturday and Sunday. And then we're also first time offering a cornhole exhibition, which is just another opportunity for people that are coming in early or are local that can get to meet some new people and spend a couple hours at Sociable, throw in some cornhole bags and enjoying a beverage together.
Sociable's amazing.
And we were also the first chapter here in the Twin Cities to have cornhole.
Of course
we were.
Which
will surprise nobody in the
nobody.
Midwest. That one of our leaders said, hey, do you think we could make a league out of cornhole as they were playing at a party?
Yeah.
Why not? And Sociable came on. They've been an amazing space for us. And so we play cornhole, I think, 3 seasons a year at Sociable.
You don't know cornhole until you play it in 20-mile-an-hour winds.
Absolutely.
Which my nephew made me do. We may have cheated a few times, but, you know, why not play in 20-mile-an-hour winds? So when is this tournament, and how can people partake, come watch,
Absolutely.
Do all those things?
So the tournament is officially July 18th through the 21st. Mm-hmm. We just want folks to be ready Thursday night to get started. We'll start with an unofficial party at the saloon or other sponsor bars. Rainbow Health is coming in to create sober spaces for us as well. That we will be announcing through our social media and through our events guide, so that if bar scene's not your thing, we'll still have fun, mm-hmm. fun and games for you. And then Friday we really kick off. In the morning we have a summit at the hotel. I'm not going to give you too much information about that, but it will be both educational and motivational. Okay. It's really meant for our community to engage in advocacy work, get tools to be it, go back to their own communities, mm-hmm. and affect change and support our communities where we live.
Yeah.
And then in the afternoon, we have the dodgeball, cornhole, and kickball challenges, the exhibitions. That afternoon, after that, we have affinity mixers at several locations throughout the Twin Cities. The women's affinity mixer will be at a bar of their own, which is really lovely for us. We love Jillian. She plays kickball in Stonewall.
That does not surprise me. That does not surprise me at all.
So before I loved Jillian for her bar, I loved Jillian for her kicking my ass on the field.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Yes, and then we'll be at Roxy's quite a bit. We have a Rainbow Health affinity mixer for sober folks. Those are all still developing and getting in the works. And then that night, we're going to have an amazing pageant. It can be whatever your talent is. We'll have a lot of drag. We've had musicians perform. I'd love to see, like, a comedian or magician.
Oh, yeah.
But we have a pageant, and we encourage our Stonewall players from throughout the country to apply to be in the pageant.
I love that.
And then the rest of the weekend, there's sports taking place at various venues, mm-hmm. all weekend long. And Saturday night we'll have a party, location yet to be contracted,
TBD.
So I'm not going to share.
Got it.
And then Sunday we'll wrap up our tournament play and have a really great awards party, again, waiting on that contract to be signed. So I'm not going to share it out quite yet, but we have great parties.
Yeah.
And so that's what the tournament looks like. And then for folks who play, they mm-hmm. go to their sport, and then they shower, and then they go have a great time.
Thank you for showering.
Yeah. Yep. For mm-hmm. folks who don't play, they can buy an events pass,
okay.
And it gets them a wristband to go into all the social events. And then for our sports that are indoors, they can go in and watch those sports as well.
Okay.
Those aren't always open for everyone else to just come in.
Sure.
And, for example, say you just want to, like, play cornhole. You're not sure you might have 47-year-old knees like I do and you don't want to play all weekend long.
Yeah.
You could just play cornhole on Friday. You're now a registered member. Go to all the parties. Check out other things. Be in community. Go to Summit. You know, go to the affinity group. You're part of the tournament.
Yeah, you're part of the family.
Absolutely.
Which I think is always important. And really that's what it comes down to, is it's just finding your community, finding your family. We talk a lot about, especially on this show, that family isn't always blood, right? It's
totally.
It's the community that you find. It's those type of things. And I think that there are sometimes people outside of the world of organized sports who don't always understand the value and kind of the enrichment that comes along with sports. We are a very big sports family in my world, but I know that there are ones that aren't. And so can you kind of talk a little bit about the positive impact that it has, even if you are terrible at the sport? I have a board member who will adamantly say he is terrible at kickball, but loves it.
Yeah.
Right? And like, there's more to it than just being great.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, I'm a teacher, so I'm going to take this first and I'm going to pass it to her. I know when kids walk in my classroom, it's that they've been part of great teams because they know how to work with others and look out for other people. They know how to communicate clearly what they need quickly in that moment. Mm-hmm. And they know how to back off when someone else has it. And I think for someone like me who grew up as a three-season athlete and always into sports, sport family, watch sports all the time, all of us played all the things. I mean, my mom will still box me out if we try to play basketball and she's 77.
I love that. Go, mom.
And you know, my dad, I love my dad so much. He threw a softball at me when I was like 8. Really hard, and it hurt my hand. Not to be mean, threw it at me hard. It hit my glove, and I was like, ow. And, you know, and he said, well, do you want to be good, or do you want me to treat you like a princess?
And you're like, I'm about to take you out.
And I was like, I want to be good. And so I think that force for me was amazing. But the other thing I see, and then I'll pass it to Eric, is for a lot of folks, they didn't feel safe playing sports. Mm-hmm. For me, I wasn't out growing up. The age I am, it wasn't safe, but I definitely had crushes on my teammates.
Of course. We all did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely where I felt most at home. Like, mm-hmm. I was seen for my strength, my competence. We worked together. Like, if there was a problem, we talked it through. It was like the place you learn to deal with conflict head on, the place you learn to work together and get through it. Like, I always think a team is the best analogy for a workplace, for anything else, right?
Yeah.
Put in your best people in your best places, and when they're tired, sub them out and support them and get them some Gatorade.
Uh-huh.
And then put them back in when they're ready, right?
Yeah.
And support them and cheer for them. But for a lot of folks that I play with, maybe sports weren't a safe place, especially I see this for our gay men, for our trans and non-binary siblings. Maybe sports weren't a safe place, but they always wanted to try, but didn't feel safe, and now they get to. And it's fun because we get all levels of, you know, sometimes at kickball I have to explain what a force out is or what three outs means or even just that we don't steal bases in kickball. You know, little...
Oh, yeah, that would be a problem for
little things, right?
Yep.
But it's great. And then sometimes we have people like myself who have played diamond sports their whole life and might be a little too competitive still, but and everything in between. And it creates this space of play and fun where we can still learn and grow.
I mean, I like to say Stonewall's for all, right? That's my little tagline as a way to try to get anybody to give it a go.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Suzanne and I both ump in our kickball leagues. I have more fun umping the social and recreational divisions than I do the athletes, if you will, because those folks are just out there to have a good time.
Yeah.
They just – if they kick a ball and they make a great play, they have made their week. And it is so fun to see them do that. And then when they don't make the play, their team is there picking them up and encouraging them. And, like, it's all good. We'll get it on the next one.
Yeah.
And I just think there's something really beautiful about that, for people to come together in this way and feel a sense of community. And you don't have to win every game. There's teams that, in fact, will not win a game. And they still have a great time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they acknowledge, like, I signed up for kickball because I want to go out and hang out with my team after. And that's okay. You know, we want everybody to come and play with us. And if you kick once and then hang out on the bench and your team's greatest cheerleader, that is a part of the team. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I wrap it up with Stonewalls for All.
Yeah.
I like to get everybody involved.
And I think, you know, that's important as, again, I'm incredibly involved in a lot of youth sports at this point because I'm the voice that sometimes younger kids don't have. I'm a trans man that is very visible for those that can't be. Mm-hmm. And so we deal a lot with hockey in my family because we are, my child plays hockey all year round, refuses to go to princess camp and art camp and insists on hockey and goalie camp. Feel bad for me.
I don't know. Sounds like my kind of kid.
yeah. Not my kind of checkbook, but yeah. And so I think that it's a way to show these kids that there is something that they can do and feel safe as a trans, non-binary, queer kid. Mm-hmm. And if we look at this generation coming up and how many of them are in our community, like Stonewall Sports to me is something that is not only fun, but necessary.
Yeah.
It's necessary to find community, to feel like you have a sense of purpose. You get to go out, you get to have fun. Win or lose, you're still active. It does great for your mental health.
Yeah.
Throwing a ball at someone, is great mental health.
Yes.
I feel like we should put that into play in our office. but yeah, I think that is something that is so important as we go. What is the age limit of Stonewall Sports? What is that age range?
That's a great question. I'm a high school teacher and my kids are like, can I come play with you? And I'm like, when you're 21.
No.
just due to the nature of our sponsorships and insurance and how much it costs and being a nonprofit, for us, no one can register for the tournament or for Stonewall Sports unless they're 21. We want to create sober spaces and family spaces for our community as well. But the fact of the matter is we have new player parties that are often at bars.
Yeah.
Or we have t-shirt pickup parties or end of season parties that are often at establishments that serve alcohol. And so people have to be 21 to participate.
Sure.
There's no upper age limit. I want to say that I'm closer to 50 than I am to any other number, and I'm still playing in competitive leagues and running around like a fool and taking long Epsom salt baths afterwards.
100%.
We have a player that I love with all my heart who's over 60.
Love that.
And he also makes quilts for our end of season parties.
That's amazing.
He's amazing. we have people from 21 to their 60s playing. We may have someone older in bocce or cornhole or tennis that I'm not aware of.
Sure.
But the intergenerational friendships we form are also really beautiful.
Yeah.
I try not to choke on my teammates calling me their elder. and just take it for the gift that it is. We 21 to if you can get yourself on the field.
Hey, and if you're under 21, go watch.
Yes.
Watch your community play.
Yes.
I mean, that is sometimes even sitting in those stands and looking out and seeing, you know, these your older folks, and I don't want to say older because 21 isn't that older than you, but when you see that and you know that there is
living
an end
game.
Living
their full lives, having a great time.
And being their most
being
authentic
in community,
self.
Yes.
Yeah, it's huge. And I have a lot of partnerships with our pro sports, and that's constantly what I'm telling them. The Lynx do an amazing job of this, right? About being like, it's okay to be you.
Your full self.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's okay to be you. It's okay to do these things. It's okay to support the community. As a matter of fact, I was just at a PWHL game a couple weeks ago, and as I'm walking out and through the Skyway, I look to my right and I see John Merrill, who's a defenseman for the Minnesota Wild, and there he is with his four daughters. And those that don't know, John Merrill is a huge supporter of our community, a huge supporter. He has a non-binary bearded dragon, which I think is just amazing. But to see pro athletes out there like mm-hmm. that going, hey, this is important. This is important for my kids to see. This is important for the world to know that no matter who you are, you can play. Yeah. And I think Stonewall does just such a great job at that. So if you don't know, how do people get a hold of you?
Great.
If they want to know that.
Well, if they want a local,
yep.
You can just Google Stonewall Sports Twin Cities. I don't remember the exact link, but I'm sure we'll link it later.
I got you.
But if you Google Stonewall Sports Twin Cities, you mm-hmm. can check them out. They have their calendar. Registrations are happening throughout the year, and then they close for different sports. So if the sport you want to play has already closed their registration, then come visit a few games and then keep tabs on when it opens again.
Yeah.
If they want to be part of the tournament or learn more about the organization as a whole, stonewallsports.org will get you there. Cool. And for our tournament specifically, there is a tab at the top of stonewallsports.org that says National Tournament. And you can find all the information there. Also, following our Instagram is a great way to mm-hmm. Know what's going on. Stonewall Sports. That's it. That's Stonewall Sports.
So all those sneaky details that you won't tell us will be on your social?
As the contracts are signed, we yes. will be publishing yes. them. Yes, absolutely.
You all are also going to be at Pride.
Yes.
Yes.
I will be, yeah. Yes. Absolutely.
Are you coming?
Come for Pride?
You need to come.
It sounds like I have to come back.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever been to our Pride?
I have not.
It's a whole thing.
My boyfriend will not be able to keep up with my travel schedule, but I'll see. If he gives me the approval, I'll be here.
Hey, you just tell me who to call. I'll yeah. call awesome. Him and, awesome. And hook him up. He can come too. It's fine.
Absolutely.
It's fine.
Absolutely.
So they can find you at the booth.
Yeah.
You can look on tcpride.org, yeah. find where your booth location is. Can they buy spectator passes there?
Yeah. So okay. the events passes will be sold all the way up to the day before or the day morning of. On July 18th and 19th, right? Mm-hmm. If you want to register to play a sport, captain's registration will open April 15th. And then players can register for their captain's team on April 18th. Mm-hmm. For individual sports, it opens on April 15th, like tennis.
Tax day.
Yes, yes. Yep. Some of our sports, I'm going to let Eric talk about this more, but hit capacity and fill. And we close just because we
That's
hit
amazing
capacity.
Now.
But some will stay open for a while, and then yeah. we will push out to our local community to try to fill them more after we get all of our siblings from our other chapters registered, right?
Yeah.
So Twin Cities folks who have never tried Stonewall could totally come play pickleball for a weekend with us and meet a bunch of Stonewall folks. Twin Cities folks who have never tried Stonewall could, you know, come out and definitely join us for like tennis or billiards.
Yeah.
We will have room in those sports.
For sure.
For yeah. sure. Right? And just join us and play for a weekend of competition, come to great parties, meet amazing people. I'm going to let Eric talk about the capacity for the sports.
Yeah. yeah. And I before I jump into that, I'll just say you do not have to have played with Stonewall before. So,
okay.
And you do not need to be associated with the Stonewall chapter to play. So
you just need to be really cool.
Yeah.
Well, absolutely. I
yeah.
mean.
Bring good vibes. Yeah. But yeah, we do anticipate, you know, our sand volleyball, we only have 10 spots just based on the venue capacity, 10 teams. And so that will fill very quickly for sand. Indoor volleyball is similar, slightly bigger. We can hold up to 18 teams, but fully expect that to sell out as well. Dodgeball and kickball will likely hit their capacities too, although they're much bigger. I think we could go up to 40 teams, I think, this year in dodgeball and 80 in kickball.
Nice.
Or more.
Yeah, 40 or more. So, yes, on all of those, it's on the website. But we mm-hmm. will hit capacity in those four sports. So if you're a captain or thinking about captaining and you want to sign up for those sports, mark tax day down.
Do it.
Yeah. And then the rest, we will definitely have space. Bowling, we always can have more bowlers and more billiards players and tennis players. And so.
And pickleball, we have a huge yeah. capacity. I will say this, we're going to be at Lucky Shots Pickleball, which
Love
is where
Lucky Shots. Yep.
Stonewall Sports plays our regular league.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't know, Lucky Shots is doing an expansion right now. And so they're switching from capacity of 12 courts to 19 courts. And so we'll have capacity in pickleball, which we know is so hot right now in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, Lucky
or
Shots.
Or we'll have room before we hit capacity.
Yeah, Lucky Shots supports the Twin Cities Pride Pickleball
yes.
Tournament. And so
right.
we love them for that. With that,
time is super fast in this show. So we are going to take another break. But when we come back, we'll wrap up some things, tell how people, because I'm assuming you need volunteers and things like that as a nonprofit, because I know for we sure. do. But you are listening to Twin Cities Pride Amplified on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And so I'm back.
We are back and you're listening to Twin Cities Pride Amplified on AM 950. I am your host, Andy Otto, and executive director of Twin Cities Pride. We're talking with Suzanne and Eric with Stonewall Sports. Twin Cities and National. We can't forget that, Eric. That's Thank right. you for visiting us here in Minnesota. So before we hopped on that break, we were talking about getting involved, but there are different ways to get involved. And this tournament kind of came across my desk. And one of the things that I've committed to as the executive director of Twin Cities Pride is making sure that we are supporting back our community organizations that help grow and encourage our community to be out and proud of themselves and live their most authentic lives. And so Twin Cities Pride stepped in to help sponsor. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to double down, and I want anybody who's listening who has an organization that they think can sponsor or want to sponsor, get involved. How do they do that?
Thank you. Yeah. So this tournament takes a lot of money to put mm-hmm. on. We rent 8 different venues, plus evening venues, plus our space at the Hilton, plus everyone transporting. And all of the things. They can get involved by reaching out to myself at stonewallsports.org. It's Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E dot B-G, like boy, girl, at stonewallsports.org. I'm the tournament director, so I'll funnel the emails anywhere they need to go. Mm-hmm. Or you can look right on the website and there's contacts for each person. Will and Chris are our directors of sponsorships and strategic partnerships. I'll pass to them. You can get involved in a lot of ways. First of all, if you want your business to be featured, you can sponsor us at different levels. We'll add you to our t-shirts. We can put up banners at our fields or in our event spaces. You can sponsor a specific event. You could sponsor kickball. You could sponsor pickleball. Mm-hmm. You could sponsor a Friday night party. You could sponsor the Saturday night party or Sunday night party. And you would get just a lot of visibility. And let me tell you, we show out with our dollars for those who show up for us as a community. Mm-hmm. We have amazing sponsors locally that I will literally say to my friends and my wife, we're going to go eat here because they sponsor our program.
Yeah.
Or we're going to buy our next car at this place because they sponsor our kickball league. Like, this is – we take care of us, right?
Yeah.
And we notice the companies, businesses, organizations who put themselves out there and show up for us. Mm-hmm. We put them on the t-shirts. We put them on the banners. We'll put them on the website. Maybe get them some events passes so they can see what a dynamic community we are, and get them connected. So we have a whole sponsorship deck that I'm happy to share out with anyone who's interested. We would love the support of both local and national companies. We do this every year. Mm-hmm. And this is just a great opportunity for companies to put their money where their values are.
Yep.
And those companies that support our community are welcome to show it.
You know, we talk a lot about that, especially with Twin Cities Pride. People don't understand, one, how expensive it is to put on these things. When we look at the Pride Festival, that's our biggest fundraiser. Like, it is genuinely a fundraiser for us. It's a whole lot of fun, but it is a fundraiser for us and to continue our year-round programming. But back to your point, like, you see a sponsor, I'm going to go to that sponsor every time, and I'm going to spend my money with them because I know that they are giving back to the community. And if I know a portion of my money is going to come back to our community, I'm going to spend it there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not rocket science.
Absolutely.
Right?
Like, we refinanced our house with a sponsor of Stonewall Sports because
100%.
We needed to do it anyway. And we're like,
yeah. I mean,
I
drive a Mitsubishi Outlander.
Because White Bear Mitsubishi sponsors
love
all of
them.
Our stuff. We love them.
Love them. Love them. Not just because they're fantastic and they sponsor, but
But it's a great
car. 95% of their staff is queer. I know. So
some of them play kickball with us.
Oh, see, snap. Yeah, we love them over there, and they're fantastic. But again, to anybody out there is like, why sponsor? One, because it allows our community to do things like this and get out and be their most authentic self without having to sometimes bear the burden of how much this would cost. I mean, if you put it all back on the participants, you're talking thousands
of dollars. It would be $500 to $1,000 to register.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's just not feasible for folks. So if you're out there and you think, gosh, I'd really love to sponsor, and you don't remember to go to Stonewall Sports, come to tcpride.org. Email me. You can email amplify@tcpride.org, and we'll make sure that we connect you with the right folks over there. But highly encourage people to do that. I mean, it's and participate, whether that means coming and watching. There's nothing better than looking up in the crowd and seeing a crowd there. It's what gives these teams the momentum to do what they do, win or lose, right?
Yeah.
Like win or lose. Mm-hmm. So how do you determine where the tournament's going to be?
It's a whole process.
Is it like a bidding?
Do you have to bid? Cities put a bid together. It includes, you know, showing that you have the capacity for the venues to host the sport, hotels that could host the 1,500 to 2,000 people that travel in, event spaces.
A solid and stable chapter there to support you.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And then our national board and exec committee kind of review those bids, generally go to the top two for a site visit. And then from there, we'll kind of make a decision on who gets to be selected next.
Mm-hmm. And you're here looking at all the venues.
Yes.
And how amazing we are.
And it's a great city.
I know.
Can't miss it.
I mean, it's
we have Minnesota. We have beautiful venues. And I have say that Eric walked through, I think it was pickleball, with us and said, like, future tournaments, how are they going to compare to this? And I said, good news, our tournament next year, I've already seen their pickleball facility. It's amazing as well.
I was very nervous. We're setting the bar too high.
We have beautiful facilities here in the Twin Cities, and we have great partners. The Minneapolis Park and Rec Board has been a fabulous partner for us. We'll be doing kickball and bocce ball in their parks. Lucky Shots has been a great partner for us. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing indoor volleyball and dodgeball at Reckwell Center at the University of Minnesota.
Oh, awesome.
Which is a gorgeous facility. Mm-hmm. We're going to do bowling and sand volleyball at Memory Lanes, and those folks could not be more fabulous to us, right?
Love that.
We're going to be at Inner City Tennis for our tennis. We talked about Lucky Shots. Yeah. I am sure I'm forgetting. Oh, and Jimmy's Pro Billiards, Central. Jimmy doesn't know what to make of us yet, but they've been unbelievably welcoming. And it's one of the best billiards halls in the Twin Cities. So we're really excited for all these venues that are beautiful, well-equipped, ready for us. But, yeah, it is a process. So we bid as a city here, and I was on the bid team. In 2022, when the Final Four was here, that same weekend we made our bid. And we spent like 36 crazy hours going around to venues and, you know, talking about why the Twin Cities are so great. And we got it for 2024. And then I was on the committee to review incoming bids because I'm on the national board. So this past fall, I got to go to two cities and compare. Make our decision for next year.
Ooh, that's exciting. Can you tell me where it is next year?
I can. It's already been announced. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio, which I know does not sound glamorous, but it is an amazing gem of a queer city in the middle of Ohio, which is a ever-growing, not-so-friendly place sometimes.
Yeah.
And if you are a former softball player like myself, you'll know that their Berliner fields match no one else's. They're the most beautiful softball fields I've ever seen.
That's amazing.
And we'll use them for kickball.
And I'm sure with everything going on, you kind of have to pay attention to the current, we won't mention the climate of what's going on in those states.
And so, and for us to be a presence there has an impact. For us to show up and show out and be proud has an impact. And I have to also mention, like, here in Minneapolis, Meet Minneapolis has been a great partner to us. And in Columbus, they have a great sports and destination organization that's supporting us as well. So those organizations really loving queer communities is huge.
Fantastic. Well, we are out of time, but we'll be back next week as we continue to dive into important topics here in our community. Thank you for being with us today. We hope that you learned something and you'll join us next Saturday at 3 p.m. on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Let's take care of each other all year long.